Hey there, you're listening to the podcast, episode 403.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
That was Shanoa. At least I presume that's how it's pronounced. S-I-A-N-O-A.
Shanoa.
Sianoa. Sianoa. Sianoa.
Sianoa.
Anyway, with a track called Only Lonely For You. She's from Los Angeles in California, and she's a recording artist, songwriter, entertainer, and performance artist, apparently. She does have a website over at cianoamusic.com, but unfortunately, I mean, I'm looking at the show notes for this week's show, and there is a shockingly small amount of information about the people that we're playing this week, two of yours you've played before, so that's not so much big of a deal, but still, That's all we've got. So, yeah, if you want to find out more, go and check out her website, cyanoamusic.com.
Well, actually, of my four tracks, three of them either have info or that I've played before. Only one of them was low on info.
So it's just me then, clearly. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 403, or as Yannick put it, the Bugcast season 9.
Season 9, contenders.
What?
Remember season 10, series 10?
Series 7, the contenders.
Yes, that.
So this would be season 9, episode 4.
Oh.
Or would it be episode 3? Because there was no episode 0, you see. So, don't know. Anyway, from wherever and however you are listening, it's really good to have you along. It's going to be really odd for us this week because we're kind of back to the normal, in quotes, format of the show, which we haven't done for like 4 weeks.
We're not normal.
That's what the problem is. Indeed. Anyway, let's have some more music.
Right, so these guys were my track of the year last year. Or from yesterday.
Last week.
Yes. This is a absolutely brand new track that was released a couple of days ago. Different vibe to the last one, but I still like it. So it's Mercury and the Architects with Shoot the Music Down.
We went on stage and found a war. Should we play or hit the floor? They headed straight to slay the masher. Get out the way, there's a crusade inside the cancer. They can add us to the body count, but they can't shoot the music down. For those who didn't make it out, I promise not to turn the music down. This one's for those who want us dead. If you were brave, you wouldn't steal the life from someone innocent. This one's for those who want us gone. There's a place reserved in hell for those who claim to kill for God.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherry aid. Thank you for flying Bugcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
would find one piece of open mind, but it just don't happen all the time. 2 years have come and gone, so don't come back with open arms and put me through another lie. 'Cause you and I were building castles in the sky, and every waking moment I would sit and wonder why. The ice in your veins won't melt, it made me realize that I won't get to see you tonight. One night I had to choose between you and misconstrue, but I couldn't see into the light. You said we'll have to see, but I didn't take it seriously. A losing cause, a losing fight. 'Cause you and I were building castles in the sky, and every waking moment I would sit and wonder why. The ice in your veins won't melt, it made me realize I won't get to see you tonight. I didn't miss you call, was you not me who dropped the ball and walked out on us? You didn't mind. This time I thought you know the feeling's mutual, and the castles in the sky would say goodbye. Castles in the sky, and every waking moment I would sit and wonder why. The ice in your veins won't melt, it made me realize I won't get to see you tonight. I won't get to see you tonight. I won't get to see you tonight.
That was Corey Fagan with Castles in the Sky. He is from Thornhill in Ontario, Canada, and you can find out more about him at his Facebook page, facebook.com/CoreyFaganMusic. Now, when I found this track, I kind of realised that that name sounded a little bit familiar. So I had a quick search, and we have actually played him before, but as a featured artist on another track. On episode 366, we played a track by Steady Hustle called Smalls, which I believe you might have chosen, actually, darling.
Sounds familiar.
And he was the featured vocalist on that.
I see.
Interesting.
And before that, it was Mercury and the Architects with Shoot the Music Down. They're from Manhattan in New York. I joined their mailing list and they'd hinted at the new track, and I got to hear it about a day or so before they released it, which was nice. It's brand new, as I say. And what I quite liked is the hashtags on Jamendo. Hash rock, hash hippie, and hash political, which I think pretty much summed it up very well. They have got a website, but if you check out their Facebook page, it links to everything that you need to know. So it's facebook.com/Mercury and the Architects. And yes, I really liked that. Excellent. It was political, but in a good way.
It was a good song.
Yes.
Certainly.
And I love the fact that their songs have differing styles. Each song is different.
Yeah, we played a few in the car the other day, didn't we?
And yeah, I had to be careful which ones I played with the kids in the house. Yes. I was like, this one's sick. Oh, no, it's not. Quick. But whilst some artists swear because it's a swear word. Their swearing is in keeping with what they're saying. Does that make sense?
They're using it as an accent.
Yes.
As opposed to gratuitously.
Yes. Yeah. So I like that.
Indeed.
Excellent. And at the very beginning of that track, we both said it was a little bit Pink Floyd-esque.
Yeah, it did have a little bit of kind of the down-tempo Pink Floyd, almost psychedelic kind of slow rock thing.
But that's what if you listen to their, they've got seven tracks now.
Mm.
If you listen to each one of them, they all have a different quirk to them.
Which is incredibly brave.
Yeah, but I like that.
Mm.
That's what I used to like about Linkin Park, and then they became commercial.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. But yes, we digress. Shall we say hello to the people in the chat room?
Let's do that.
We have Chalcolom, Erkan Yilmaz, Gregorio SW, Ian2773, K5Tux, Laney, Shy Mega, Theru, Vinzy V, and Yannick, and Sandrine, and Zoe. Mwah, mwah.
Although Zoe should be in bed.
Yeah,
bearing in mind it's now 11 o'clock in the land of Swiss.
Oui.
Oui, indeed.
Oui, oui.
Anyway, it has been a continuing theme so far this year.
You're about to talk about Four Candles.
I've got four people listed, including Four Candles. Although, yeah.
Agony Aunt.
Who?
Denise. Is it Denise?
Haven't got a clue. Anyway, yeah, we since our last normal show, we've had a number of fairly high profile celebrities that have shuffled off this mortal coil. In no particular order, the first one on my list is Ronnie Corbett, one half of the two Ronnies, was the one Ronnie, because Ronnie Barker died in 2005. He died at the age of 85. You've got Paul Daniels, the entertainer, quiz show host and magician, who died at the age of 71, was it? Unfortunately, the link I've got in front of me doesn't actually tell you how old he was.
Right.
He had been suffering with an illness anyway.
He had a brain tumour.
Yes.
But he was not aware of it. Because of his condition, he wasn't aware of what it was, so they didn't exactly explain.
The fifth Beatle, Sir George Martin, also died in the last couple of weeks. And also the former First Lady, Nancy Reagan, died in the last few weeks.
And Denise Robertson, who was the agony aunt of this morning.
I've deliberately kept it to people that the majority of listeners are likely to know.
I would imagine a lot of UK people would remember Denise because
I don't.
She was with the show for years.
And I wasn't going to mention Cliff Mitchell, who also died. He was a very prolific broadcaster in the 1970s and 80s here in Britain.
Yeah, she started on the programme in 1988, which coincidentally, this morning.
Oh, this morning, right.
Which coincidentally was when this morning started, so she was from the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
She hadn't been in recent years because of ill health, but I remember her.
That is probably the reason why I don't remember her, because I never really watched This Morning.
My mum did, so when I was younger I used to catch bits of it, but I always remember her because she was like your agony aunt, but she was very calm and yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it is. But it's a fact of life, sadly. Anyway, shall we move on and have some more music? Ooh, hello.
Yes. Well, this is a not quite Creative Commons because I got it direct from the artist, but this is Sugar Lab with Android.
J'ai perdu la mémoire, la mémoire, la mémoire. Canada, you know, the host of Insomnia Radio Canada. Did you know that back in 2009, this very podcast you're listening to right now, the Bugcast, this amazing music podcast, is where I got my start? I started listening here. That's right, you're in the best spot to be listening to the Bugcast.
Maybe you're tired of the waves that come and knock you off your feet. I'd long to see you on a day when you won't drown. The constant dragging and deceit, your hands been tied in there to greet a life that's bounded to a world that keeps on taking every day. Maybe you're tired of the strains, the lonely highs, the constant rains that seep right through you on the days you're coming down. Maybe relying on horizons where the skies they fill with diamonds ain't surprising that the love that you have lost is in your mind.
We go, we'll take the highs and lows with a smile. We see forever free.
Maybe you're tired of the waves that come and knock you off your feet. I'd long to see you on a day when you won't drown. Maybe the answer lies beneath these scattered words. They flood our streets and now the lights without the power flicker on into the night.
We go, we'll take the highs and lows with a smile. We see forever free. So if we go, we'll take the highs and lows with a smile. We sing forever free from here. So if we
That was Train Room with their track Horizons. Train Room are a brand new band from Ireland, and they list their influences as The Shins, Wilco, and Neil Young. If you'd like to find out more about them, they are on Facebook, but they have one of those URLs with lots of numbers in. So you can go to our website, thebugcast.org, and you'll see the link for them under the show notes for this episode 403. And they are from Bala. Not sure, quite sure where Bala is.
Bala.
Not Balamory.
No.
Which is actually in Scotland and doesn't exist. Just saying.
Right, and before that, it was a welcome return from Sugar Lab.
Well, we only played them welcome last return, week.
But last week was a repeated play of a song that we'd played earlier year. And this is a new track. So this is three tracks that were theirs we've played. And that is... they've been to Thailand recently and they're working on their new album. And I did look at something... But yes, I'm very much looking forward to that album because I know that they've changed. They've given me a copy of Dernier Vert.
Every time.
I know. Dernier Vert, which is their album copy, which adds a bit of drum machine to it. And it makes it a different sound. But I like the rawness of the original sound. Anyway, that was Android. You can find out more by checking out their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/suglab.
Excellent.
And they're from Paris in France.
Paris.
Yes. A little article that made me smile. The police were after two robbers and they were up in the helicopter. And this was near a village of Capel in Surrey. And
where in Surrey?
Cape Capel, C-A-P-E-L. Never heard of it.
Oh, I knew Surrey. Clearly not.
Yes. It's a little village in southern Surrey. And a group of children who were doing a chocolate Easter egg hunt, who the robbers had run past into the woods, decided to help the police. So what they did is they laid on the ground to form an arrow to point in the direction of which the robbers had run. And that helped the police not only... locate where they were and actually catch them. So I do hope they get rewarded for their quick thinking. I just thought that was quite nice. Clearly my husband's thinking.
No, that's really, really clever.
Well, let you think about it. On a helicopter, you can't shout.
See, yeah.
They can't hear you, so the only thing you can do is something visual, but one single person pointing won't make a difference. Using your bodies to do a great big pointing sign.
I would say the trick. I would say hats off to the helicopter pilots as well for realizing that that's what they were trying to say.
I was going to say that was a risk on their part, wasn't it?
Mm.
But clearly it paid off.
It certainly appeared to.
Chalcolom says Ballot is in County Mayo.
Do you know, I knew that.
Did you?
I did.
Have we
know
played
that.
Train Room before?
No.
No.
Possibly.
Did you check?
No.
Did you check?
I saw it had been on CC Hits before, but I didn't actually look to see how.
It's just when they said County Mayo, that just rings a bell. Train Room.
We probably played the song before.
But
it was actually on a...
On episode 398.
Right. Which track?
We played Train Room. We played Horizons.
Yay. Excellent. Which means you can choose that as your one of your best ofs for episode 450.
373, we did not play it. We played the train wreck endings.
Ah, okay.
So you're all right. It's just that one. So first show of season 9 and Dave...
And we played some great
duplicated
tracks.
But yes, it was a great track.
Indeed. Talking of great tracks.
One that I know we haven't played before, because I did check it up, and I will just double check to make sure. We have never played them before. This is Jesper with Belong to You.
I don't care if you're right, because the day don't belong to you. The day won't be long to you. Did you know drinking you in is just like I am drinking alone?
Are you tired of creatures destroying your lawn? Of course you are. That's why Dev and Caroline present the Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome from the Buckcast. It has all the power of award-winning podcasters Dev and Caroline, packed into a playful yet protective garden gnome, crafted to scare the living heck out of creatures 5 pounds or smaller. Right, guys?
That's a horrible idea.
I love it.
The Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome. Not one of the many listeners you'll find in the Buckcast chatroom at thebuckcast.org/live every Friday night at 9:30 p.m. UK time.
She's always been around, never lasts too long. she's always been around. No one's lost to be found. It's you. We'd always greet each other with surprises. But there's one thing I've gotta see.
That was Sean Brooks with his track, You. He's from somewhere in the United Kingdom, and he says, my passions as a professional musician are in writing, recording, and playing the guitar. I love to create and self-release my own work, and I get a massive kick out of collaborating with creatives from other media platforms. As a gigging solo artist, I have worked with and supported some outstanding talent, including James Bay and Lawson. And if you want to find out more, he has a Bandcamp page over at seanbrooks.bandcamp.com. I thought that was rather nice.
Yes. And before that, it was Belong to You by Jesper from Camberwell in the UK. Not done a UK track for a while. He says, Jesper, the heartbeat of British folk soul. They play delicate, deft heartbreakers and rowdy, raucous boot shakers. They've also acted as limited and occasional emergency plumbers, but that's another story. Find out more by checking out jesper.bandcamp.com.
Raucous booty shakers.
Yeah. Awesome. I do have some other things to talk about. As you said, it was going to be a short show.
Oh.
I have just found on the BBC News a April Fool's Day, 10 stories that look like pranks but aren't.
Okay.
So number one, transparent wood could soon replace glass in some windows. Swedish researchers have engineered the non-shattering material by stripping out the components that make wood brown and replacing it with acrylic. And it's better for the environment and better for letting light in and all that sort of thing.
Well, some people have too much time on their hands.
Yes. A fashion designer has released a £185 t-shirt modelled on the courier DHL's employee uniform.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg plans to launch her own line of medical marijuana products to combat period pains.
Okay.
For legal reasons, it will only be sold in California, and the range includes sipping chocolate and bath soak. Okie dokie. South Wales police have come up with another way of entering buildings by using a chainsaw. Bit better than a bit more effective than a battering ram.
Yeah.
Skimmed milk can be described as an imitation milk product, a Florida judge has ruled. Unless vitamins are added in a long-running dispute, I refuse to lie to my customers, so I've stopped selling skimmed milk and I'm only allowed to tell until I'm allowed to tell the truth again, says the person who went to court. There's a trend for denim-coloured hair. Denim has long since been a fashion staple, but now some people are becoming blue, purple and grey to leave their hair looking vaguely like jeans. And I can attest to this because I've seen lots of people wearing that. The CIA has been left red-faced after forgetting that they had left explosive training material on a school bus in Virginia.
Dope.
They borrowed the school bus to do a training exercise and then forgot to take the explosive material off it. Tiny Temper intends to buy a farm and loves the BBC's Rural and Environmental Affairs programme, Country File. That's not exactly exciting, is it? A bounty is being offered to everyone who kills a rat in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. From Tuesday, residents will be paid 300 rupees, which is the equivalent of £2, for every rodent apprehended in the worst affected part of the city. That's kind of like a Pied Piper of Hamelin does Ninja Warrior style or something. And finally, a politician from Missouri is so fed up with her colleagues saying physical when they meant fiscal that she's filed a resolution demanding that they amend their ways. There are lots of reasons to be depressed about the Missouri legislature, and this just kind of piles it on, apparently. That's not exactly exciting. There was a few funny ones in there, but the others were a bit... Oh, but Google were red-faced because one of their April Fool Gmail button caused a bit of a backlash. So it appeared amongst the Gmail's normal send button and allowed users to shut down an email thread by sending a GIF of a minion dropping a microphone, because apparently there's some sort of thing about that ends a conversation.
Right.
However, it caused lots of issues because when people did it who weren't clear what was going to happen, they did it to work colleagues and the likes, and it became got into trouble. So they had to very quickly remove it. There you go.
Well, indeed. Okay, I have one piece of news. The People's Choice Podcast Awards 2016 will be opening its phone lines, voting lines, something like that, on April the 15th, which is actually 2 weeks today at the time of recording. As always, we will be calling upon you, our wonderful listeners, to support us in this. We will be posting more information about it at nearer the time. If you want to find out more about what the award is and what the rules are around it, then you can find out more at podcastawards.com. Now, the podcast awards were in danger of being dropped altogether due to the, let's say, debacle that was the 2014 awards ceremony. But it has now ended up back in the hands of Todd Cochran, who was the chap that actually created the podcast awards. And as a result, it's getting a bit of an overhaul. So we'll probably give you more information about that next week.
Yeah.
Talking of next week, the podcast episode 404 will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday, the 8th of April. At 9:30 PM UK time. Please remember now, we are now UTC plus one, as we're in daylight savings time here in the UK.
God, we get nice, pretty evenings.
Oh. Cold ones, but
nice,
yeah.
Light evenings, light evenings, but with crappy weather. Yes. We're just waiting for the good weather to come in.
Indeed. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so in many, many ways. Full details about that you can find at thebudcast.org/contact.
Yes.
Which takes us quite nicely
to last track time. This
what,
is
what did you say?
Lashed track time.
In my
defense, this is a band from Lahnstein in Germany. So I was trying to pronounce the word in my head and it kind of came out wrong.
Good save.
Yes, there you go.
Win.
This is Cold Water Effect with It's All Right. They have little information, as in no information. And this is the only track that they have. But I thought it would be a perfect opener or ender, and as Dave made me be the ender, so I had to pronounce 403. This is the ender. So this is Cold Water Effect with It's All Right, and you can find out more by checking out coldwatereffect.bandcamp.com.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Way in Paris, and you may see that there's no to be where you could stay as you are and escape from time.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!